This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday morning to you. This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaus Financial online. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number for Klaus Financial. Of course, that first appointment's not going to cost you a thing. It is complimentary. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Joined this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals. Guys, how are we doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
Doing really well. Great to talk with you. CJ, Malia, how are you today?
Very good. Have you been staying up every night late to watch election results, Sean?
Oh, my goodness. I was up. I was off yesterday, so I stayed up late. Was that Tuesday night? They're all blurring together. Stayed up and learned nothing and got up early yesterday morning, learned nothing, and got up at 3 a.m. the regular time this morning, learned nothing.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
Go to bed early every night. And you'll never regret that.
Good call. We've got a fantastic show coming up as well. We're going to be talking about Social Security and future Social Security benefits. A lot of people have questions about that. Anytime we talk anything related to Social Security, I know we get a lot of great calls, and we'd love to hear from you this morning. CJ and Malia are here to answer your questions at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And of course, you can learn more about Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, one of the cool things we do each and every week on the program is the Klaus Quiz Question Week. Going to do one again this week, and the folks from Klaus have another fantastic prize, an opportunity for you to win a $25 gift card for Amazon. We'll do the Klaus Quiz Question Week coming up a little bit later on the program. Right now, though, before we get talking Social Security, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer there as well.
Yes. Yeah, so last week we looked at the pros and cons of using a financial advisor, retirement planner for yourself, and had a lot of good content last week trying to understand if you have a need. Please, if you didn't listen to the show, please go back and listen to our podcast. But our question of the week was, how many financial advisors were practicing in the United States as of 2018? Multiple choice, was it 100,000 or 300,000? And congratulations, shout out to our winner last week who comes from Fitchburg. The correct answer was over 300,000 was the correct answer. So thanks for calling in, everybody, and try again this week.
And it was, as each and every week, a great conversation last week. You might be interested to hear, as Malia mentioned, we talked about using a financial advisor. You might be a little surprised at some of the conversation that took place last week. Definitely check that out at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. So, of course, one of the more popular topics on this show is, of course, the conversation about Social Security and the future of Social Security benefits. So today we're going to talk a little bit about how those calculations, how those benefits are calculated, and what to expect when it comes to future monthly benefits, when it comes to your retirement.
Social Security. We come back to this topic often. And one of the big reasons we do is because we know our audience. We know that many of you are near or in retirement drawing Social Security. And for many of you, it's a point of frustration or confusion or lack of understanding. And so on this show, we dedicate, seems like one show at least every 5 or 6 weeks to the topic of Social Security. So let's review some facts about Social Security. First things first would be how you can gain access to your own record. And that is through the website of www.ssa.gov. It is a wonderful resource for helping you understand how much of your earning or how much you earned historically, how that was credited towards your future Social Security benefit, and just running basic estimates for when you become eligible. So first, you qualify for Social Security benefits by earning Social Security credits when you work in a job where you pay Social Security taxes. Now, not every job pays Social Security taxes, but the vast majority of them do. And if you don't pay Social Security taxes, usually because you're part of some municipal, state, or government agency that has their own pension plan. But if you are self-employed, you earn Social Security credits the same way employees do. The only thing, and I know our self-employed people out there going, but CJ, and I know, you pay both sides of FICA instead of one side of FICA. So FICA is Medicare and Social Security withholding. And if you're an employee, you may not know this, but your employer pays half of that for you while you pay the other half. That just means that if you're self-employed, you pay both because you are both an employee of your own business and you are the employer of your business. So fun little fact there. Now, how you qualify to receive Social Security benefits, you must earn 40 credits to qualify to receive a benefit, which equals 10 years of work to qualify for those Social Security benefits. You can earn a maximum of 4 credits per year. The amount you need in earnings in the year 2020 in order to earn 1 credit, which is, again, that one quarter, would be $1,410. So if you earn at least $1,410 in the year 2020, you will earn 1 credit. Now, to earn 4 credits in the year, you have to earn $5,640 for the year, and then you would earn 4 credits. Now, some people go, what if I earn $100,000? It doesn't matter. The max you can earn in terms of credits in a year is 4. Okay, so 4 credits is the max. But you could earn 1, you could earn 2, you get the point. But 4 credits is the max in any given year. And as I mentioned, you have to have 40 credits just to qualify for a benefit. So sometimes people who haven't earned enough, or I'm sorry, had enough credits, mm-hmm. will look at their Social Security statement and it will say you haven't earned enough credits to even have a benefit calculated. But it is important to understand that Social Security will use these earnings in your work history to determine your eligibility, not only for your retirement benefits, but also for disability benefits for your family or your family's eligibility for survivor benefits when you die. And the credits you earn remain on your Social Security record, even if you change jobs, if you have no earnings for a period of time, or if you pass away. Now, of course, people say, well, okay, I'm getting the sense of this, but how do they calculate or how do they determine my benefit? Well, Social Security looks at your lifetime of earnings, adjusting them for inflation, and then calculates your average indexed monthly earnings during the highest 35 years of employment. So we've talked about this before on the show, but you need 40 credits or 10 years to qualify. So think 10 years. Then once you've qualified, they're taking your highest 35 years. And people go, wait, what if I only worked 15 years? Well, that's fine. You still qualify, but you start with 35 zeros, okay? Because you have no earnings. If you only fill in 15 of the zeros with some number and the other 20 remain zeros, well, then your benefit won't be as high as somebody who had 35 years of history. Not to mention, some people go, but wait, I have 48 years. And I go, well, it's the highest inflation adjusted 35 is what they're going to be looking at. And another interesting thing to note is that you're eligible for cost of living benefit increases starting with the year you become eligible, which is at 62. This is true if you don't get benefits until your full retirement age or even when you're age 70.
Really?
So there you go, the quick and dirty of basic Social Security calculations.
Really good overview there. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. They are here to help. They'd love to help you. Love to answer your question right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air with Malia and CJ. Don't forget as well, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And Malia, I think a lot of people wonder what happens if I take my benefit early or if I delay it. What are some of the ins and outs of that area?
Yeah, so half the audience cares about the calculation, which CJ just went over.
Yeah.
Maybe actually not even half, maybe 25%, because really people just want to know, when can I take it and give me the money as soon as I can get it. So a very important question. And so there's a big differentiation between when you can first take it to when it is actually considered your full retirement age as defined by Social Security. So again, there's a difference from when you can first take your Social Security benefit to to the other extreme, to your full retirement age, as according to Social Security. So this is something we recommend you go to ssa.gov if you do not know your full retirement age, but we'll give you some something to track with today. For anyone born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age, according to Social Security, is age 66. And for those born between 1955 and 59, your full retirement age is 66 plus some months. Might be 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, and so forth. Now, if you're born after 1960, many of our listeners are in that age category, your full retirement age is age 67. As of today, age 67, if you're born after 1960. So when can you start taking your benefits? As early as 62. And this is probably the only number people hear and remember. It's like, I know I got to get 62. Can I start my benefits? Yes, you can. But you need to remember that your benefit will be reduced. And so an easy example of this would be if your full retirement age is 66 and you start receiving retirement benefits at age 62, you're only going to receive 75% of the monthly benefit because you'll be getting the benefit for an additional 48 months prior to your full retirement age. At age 65, if you're holding on to start Medicare at 65 and you hold on to receive your Social Security benefit at age 65, you're going to get 93.3% of your monthly benefit. So, you know, these are important numbers to keep in mind. We've talked in many past shows about DRCs, delayed retirement credits. So if you hold off and wait till age 70, anytime between full retirement age and age 70, you can get an additional 8% per year. Nice. until you start receiving those benefits or until you reach age 70. So past the age of 70, there's no financial reason, generally speaking, to delay it past age 70. We're just trying to get people to really look at the numbers and not say, I've got to start it at 62. You need to look at the whole, your whole choices that are out there and your partner's income and so forth to make a good determination.
That's really important stuff to keep in mind there. As always, talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have a question, whether it's about Social Security or any aspect of retirement planning, Malia and CJ would love to answer your question. Love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll take your call next. We'll also talk about folks that may be in the position of maybe your spouse worked and you were working from home or had another career, or maybe you didn't earn enough credits to collect Social Security. We'll get those details from CJ and Malia next. Don't forget as well, the website, KlaasFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and talk with you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget about the website for Kloss Financial. It is a great resource, KlossFinancial.com. From there, you can learn more about Kloss Financial, how they can help you, or if you're an employer with their separate divisions. Also, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Always have fantastic shows, and the great thing is, if for some reason you get busy in the morning and miss part of the program, that weekly Market Pulse newsletter has a link to the most recent show, so you can get caught up there. Again, just head on over to KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. Talking with Malia and CJ this morning about Social Security, and we were talking a little bit later about some of the ins and the outs of collecting credits and those type of things. Some people then say, well, what if I haven't earned enough credits to collect Social Security, to collect that benefit? What do people need to know there?
Well, and this really pertains to people that are married or perhaps have been married. We'll get into that a little later. But if you've not worked or do not have enough Social Security credits to qualify on your own accord, then you may be able to receive your spouse's benefits. So this is really important information. to qualify for spouse's benefits, you have to be at least 62 years old. So you're, say you're 58, 59, and you're like ready to collect. No, you have to be at least 62 years old. Or you could be any age if you're actually caring for a child that's entitled to receiving benefits on your spouse's record, who is younger than age 16 or disabled. So that would be a caveat situation if they were younger. If you start receiving benefits as a spouse at your full retirement age, you're going to get 50%. So this, we're talking about someone who does not have any of their own credits or enough to qualify for a benefit. You'll get 50% of the monthly benefit your spouse would receive if their benefits started at full retirement age. So again, keep in mind here that if you start your benefits before you are full retirement age, your benefits are going to be permanently reduced as if it were your own benefit. If you start ahead of schedule, ahead of that full retirement age we've been speaking about. So if you do have enough credits to qualify for your own Social Security benefit and you apply for your own retirement benefits and for benefits as a spouse, basically your benefit is paid out first. And it's a combination, and then you would receive the difference or up to 50% of your spouse's benefit. So for simplicity, we just say you will receive 50% of your spouse's benefit. However, the truth is it's actually a combination. If you qualify for your own benefit, you would get your benefit plus an additional amount, which would equal 50% of your spouse's benefit. Now, if your spouse qualifies for your spouse qualifies for $2,500 as a benefit per month, and you never worked outside the home, you may be eligible to receive $1,250 per month from your spouse's record if you were married for at least a year and have no Social Security benefit coming from your own record. So this is really important to understand that you have some choices. You need to look at your specific scenario. You may need to contact Social Security and run the different scenarios by them, and they'll tell you when and where, how to take the best benefit in your situation.
Really good advice, really good information. And let's talk then about two, sometimes you got that ex out there and maybe you had a divorce. What do we need to know there as far as the ins and outs of divorce and Social Security?
Yeah, this is another important area for people to understand. And I think Malia did a great job there of lining out, spousal benefits. There might be some people out there that go, well, wait a minute, I've heard of this file and suspend thing, and maybe I could draw off of my spouse's record while leaving my own. And we're not going to get into that deeply today because that's a really technical topic. But if you weren't born from 1954 or earlier, then many of those file and suspend rules have been expired and no longer apply. So you've got to know not only the rules that are out there, but which ones apply to you, which gets super complex. But as it relates to divorce, we would just encourage people, if you are currently still unmarried and your previous marriage lasted at least 10 years, you may be able to get benefits on your former spouse's record, even if they have remarried. Hmm. So again, if you're still unmarried and your previous marriage lasted at least 10 years, you may be able to get benefits on your former spouse's record, even if they have remarried. The amount can be up to, again, 50% of the worker's benefit at his or her full retirement age. Now, be careful with age differentials here. We just try to give you kind of the simplistic numbers just to give you a sense. But sometimes people get confused because they go, wait a minute. My spouse is 70 drawing Social Security, or even my ex-spouse. I'm 62. You told me I would get 50%, but I'm only getting 34.5%. And the difference is your ages and when you decided to draw. So there are things you need to be aware of, technicalities, actual calculations that have to occur. But it's just good for you to know. If you had been married previously for at least 10 years, even if your former spouse is remarried, if you have not, you may be able to get 50% of theirs, which can be really cool, by the way, because then in that case, you could draw off of their record while actually leaving yours alone to grow. Now, there's something else you should be aware of, which is the fact that you could still yourself get remarried, mm-hmm. but I think it's at like 62 years old or something like that. You have to be over a certain age before your remarriage could impact your benefit.
Not that it matters to the person, but does it reduce their ex's benefit by half or something?
Good question. Yeah.
Not that people would be vengeful in a divorce and just... But just
totally.
Wondering,
as,
you know.
As a matter of fact, that could be a reason to draw,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
we get this question all the time. The answer is no,
okay.
Right? So this does not impact the ex. It's not something like you have to reach out to them and say, hey, Johnny, I know I haven't talked to you in 15 years, or hey, Susie, but I need to know if you're drawing. You know, you don't need to do that. You can just work with Social Security on this to find out if you have a benefit and if you're eligible and when you're eligible. And unfortunately, you can't go to ssa.gov and get answers to all of these less common. I shouldn't even say less common. Let's be frank. Divorce happens a lot. It's just you can't go there and run a calculation of this. And so ultimately, what you probably need to do if you were married for 10 years, if you think you might have a benefit off of their record, or if you have a technical spousal situation that you need to look at, our encouragement would be, this is the time you're going to want to call into Social Security or go into an office, if they're open these days.
Set an appointment ahead of time.
There you go. And try to figure it out.
Really good stuff. You may have been, as we've been talking this morning, think, okay, what is the break-even point? We'll get the details on that from CJ and Malia. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question Week, all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Before we get to the Kloss Quiz Question Week, I think a lot of people, as we've been talking this morning, I'm guessing the thought popped into their head, okay, how do I formulate or how do I know when the break-even point is and what exactly is the break-even point for Social Security? What does that really mean?
I don't know if people are asking that question, Sean, but it's a great lead-in. I guess we'll answer it.
That's I'm always thinking about that, yes.
Yeah, right. So what I need to at least, I'll make this quick because I know we're running out of time, but break-even is the concept of this. If I draw at 62 and say my benefit at 62 is $1,400 a month, but if I had waited till age 70, there's those delayed retirement credits, right? I would have gotten $2,480 a month, so over $1,000 a month more. But if I draw early, I have, you know, in my example, 8 years of additional income, meaning I'm money ahead of my, previous self that would have waited to 70. The question is, when does the math break even? Now, I hope everybody's tracking with what I'm saying. In that example I gave, the break-even age would be 80 years and 4 months, assuming no interest differential and no discount rate, which actually gets into an interesting calculation. But just stay with me. Just pure math says the break-even is 80 years and 4 months. Well, then longevity comes into play, doesn't it? If you believe that you're going to live, 90, 95, 100, then maybe you should wait longer if you can afford to. But if on the other hand, you go, oh my gosh, everybody in my family died by 80, well, then you might want to consider drawing earlier. Those are just some concepts to be aware of, which is called the break-even point in the Social Security calculation. We would encourage you to be aware of when those break-evens occur relative to your needs, desires, your spouse, and your health. So there you go.
Absolutely fantastic stuff. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, we do this each and every Thursday morning right at 8. And if you have questions, you can always call in right at the start of the program. You can always as well call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question a week. We'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Amazon. This week's Kloss Quiz Question Week is this. According to Social Security, if you were born after 1960, your full retirement age is What is it? Age 62, 67, or 72? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller, correct answer, will score that $25 gift card for Amazon. Don't forget as well, that is also Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, it is always fantastic hanging out with you guys. You have a great week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care. Full Scope with Dr. Nicole comes your way next, right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.